He is a lover of the universal, and he himself is a universal. He is in love with himself and seeking his own love.
This is it. See how simple the message was. Means if you listen to your heart. It's not exactly heart, this is the state of mind when you're in love. When you ask it that, what are you doing? It's trying to find you. It's trying to find that good potential of being in love. This is what the parrot is trying to. Giving the message to the merchant doesn't do the job, because the message was clear, right? And by listening to this, everybody should understand that this little parrot loves those parrots. Imagine that you have a parrot, and you go home, and you will ask your parrot that, I'm going to Acapulco, what do you want? The parrot will give you a love letter to the parrots over there. You should be really crazy not to notice that. This parrot wants them. I should let it go. Isn't it? He's saying that being far from you has made everything miserable. I want to be with you, even if over there there is no golden cage and every day the meal doesn't come and blah, blah, blah. I love you. But the merchant doesn't get it, because merchant is a merchant. Will he get it? Yes or no? You haven't read this story. And you were supposed to, right? At the end of the story, the merchant will learn it only after the parrot flying away. When the parrot is dead and we put it out, then the parrot jumps off. And the merchant will say, oh, clever parrot. His path was good. I will follow his path. So the parrot should fly first. Yes.
Well, I find it interesting that we start with the slaves, the male and female slaves, no mention of wife or children, and there's very little mention of the slaves, and then we go to the parrot, and then there's this long speech by the parrot. So he's listening. He's hearing what he needs to hear.
Ruminating. So he didn't want to, actually. He was asking for just one thing, and Rumi is explaining it. First, to the slaves. One. What is the slave? You tell me.
The one who serves you and without being able to leave.
Okay, what is my slave?
What is your slave? You are a slave to your desire.
I'm not a slave. Why are you offending me? I'm a free man. What is my slave?
People are often slaves to their desires.
You jumped to another field and confusion is here forever. No, let's stop here. We are talking about the slave as mentioned in these books, in this story. We are not talking about the charter of rights and blah, 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 blah. We are not talking about the slavery outside. Here, slave has a meaning and you explained it, but it didn't suffice really for yourself. Slaves are the one who are supposed to serve me, no question asked, and they are not worthy of me, just serving me. Like what? Everybody look at her like this, like I'm doing it. Maybe she would feel plenty. Like what?
Pardon?
Exactly! We started with one of these slaves, the handmaiden, remember? Which was intelligence. Intelligence in me is a potentiality to serve me, right? So I have other slaves, male and the female. Female are the potentiality in logical way. Female are the potentiality in beyond the logical way. I have these slaves. Rumi will talk about these slaves. When? When he's supposed to explain it to you. That's the second book. In the second book, he will say, let me tell you about the story about the king who bought two slaves, very cheap, then examined them, realized that both are bad, but one is worse. We call the worst one form. The other one is essence. And there is a priority between these two. The essence should sit down closer and the form a little bit further away. He will explain it. Slaves are the natural potentials in me, which are my slave. Yes, like my intelligence. We look at the intelligence as a slave because it's supposed to help me, the spirit. Right? So I have that one. I have a lot. Male and female. And that's how I become the... I become the what?
Yes.
King! I am the king. The Solomon, the king, is what? With a lot of slaves, handmaiden, blah, 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 queen, garden, all. I should have all. All necessities for my kingdom, right? This merchant is looking at the different stuffs like this, the slaves. That's why it goes to the slaves, male and female. After finishing all those, thinking about all the real needs, my intelligence need, my need of comfort, blah, blah, blah. At the end, maybe remember the past. That's why Rumi mentioned it. If not, he could say, okay, there was this one, wanted to go to India and ask the parrot. No, he said, he was going around and he will make it in Persian language in a very official way that Nicholson added something because of the generosity he had. Somehow it will show that this merchant, by merchant, I don't mean the Scrooge. I mean a merchant. At the end, he will remember the parrot. And the parrot will give him a long speech, not because of the parrot and the merchant, because of you and Rumi. Rumi knows that starting to know what the essence of love is, you should learn all these paradoxes. You will learn that a lover is crying, but at the same time worrying that maybe my beloved doesn't love crying. What should I do? The lover is never searching. Because you give up a part of your basic desire to be loved. Not your will. Lover will surrender desire to be loved. Lover is the one that will exclaim, will understand the cruelty of the beloved, if there is so, but we love it. And he's worried that, oh, I'm complaining, hopefully he will not cut it off. That's what love, actually, he is going step by step to explain what love is to you in this story, you will see. That's why he goes this way. Yes, the speech of the parrot was the main thing, and you will remember it later. He will come to you and say, that was it. Haven't you forgotten, I hope, that there is a bizarre thing in love. In love, opposites will be dissolved. In love, a lover will love no matter what from the beloved. Not the useful thing and good thing and thing like that. This is one special hall, state of passion to be in. Now that you understood this, this is the parrot, right? This is what parrot said. Let me introduce you to the parrot himself, to know what the parrot is.
Parrot.
Yes.
Can you just read one line in the Persian? It's 1574, so that we doesn't, for me, get lost in all the other Persian. The last line I read. He is the lover of the universal.
عاشق کل است, which is not universal. That's my point. I used another word. What was that? Anyone remembers?